Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, with Kara Schillen at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are in L.A., and Victoria is on the coast, the far coast of of New Jersey. A lot of polling going on, a lot of people looking around thinking, okay, am I going to create something that's good? Am I going to support somebody that's exciting to be the next president, or am I going to be a victim of circumstance? I don't like victims, victim talk. People, I don't know what to do. He's president, and he's ruined the country. What am I going to do? Well, now, you can turn your situation into one that favors progress if you think it through, and there are other people.
You wait it out. You wait it out, like I did, and then you vote for someone else to make it.
Yeah, right. That's how it works. Voting is very important.
I do that all the time in California. I wait it out.
Victoria and I were just talking about some pictures on Instagram. My son and his wife were out canvassing in San Fernando, the San Fernando Valley yesterday, Jennifer. And because she could speak Spanish, she went into some of the neighborhoods where there are a lot of Spanish folks. And they found people who had been living there in the family home for generations. These are real Americans who...
How do you think they can afford to live here?
What do you mean? Because they've had the house for a long, long time.
The house is paid for, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the house is all paid for. And just the nicest, kindest, they had great stories to tell about the people they encountered. So that's kind of, is that retail? Is that considered retail politics or wholesale politics? I've never quite understood. I thought retail politics.
I've gone out and canvassed before. I used to do that for George W. Bush. I volunteered for his campaign. I went out on election day offering to take people to the polls. It's actually fun. I think everybody should do it at least one time.
It is very educational. Yep.
It's a good thing. I don't care who you do it for. Just do it. But, you know, just as a side note, I think that they were probably out canvassing for Bernie. I think your son's a Bernie supporter.
The only signs
that I have seen, other than a few random Trump signs, which those are from some brave souls in my neighborhood who have them up, not me, but some of them. Bernie, all the way. I haven't seen anything else.
I think he will win in a landslide in California.
Oh, in California, he's going to win in a landslide. Yes, and that's going to be pretty devastating to the other candidates because California holds a lot of electoral heft.
But you know what?
And we do split it up. We do split it up, so he won't get the entire load, most likely, but still.
Yeah. I talked to Sophie last night as Brenda and I were going out for dinner, and so Sophie had a couple other things she was doing, and she was making herself a peanut butter and jelly English muffin before she went somewhere. And we were just yakking about her experience. I think she's quite a special young lady. She's special because she's married to my son, but she's kind of got it all together. Whether you agree with them politically or you don't, she thinks things through and has reasons for everything that she does, and she's very persuasive. She reminds me of Victoria a little bit. And by the way, Victoria, I meant to say this, Brendan was very appreciative of the comments that you had about Frank.
Oh, well.
We spent most of our dinner crying last night.
I know. I mean, I've cried every day since Christmas night when I lost Cooper. Every single day. At some point it just happens again, and I suspect it will continue to happen. You know, it's such a devastating loss, and I know Brendan had Frank for a long time, and I had Cooper for almost 17 years, and it's like half your life, and
it's funny.
You don't even, it's like losing a limb. You really do feel like you've just lost a part of you.
And it was just amazing how it came to be, because Frankie came to the farm. Frankie was a combination Mastiff, Bulldog, and Pitbull, and he was a big hulk. Was the softest. Charlotte and he kind of grew, although Charlotte was 5 years older than he was when Frankie came into the picture. The two of them lived together with Brendan for about a year, and they were back and forth. Charlotte was living with me for part of the time, and we were sort of doing the switcheroony. And Charlotte used to walk underneath Frank, and She was the boss. She would push him. If she would hurry up eating her dinner and Frank would be somewhere else, she'd push him out of the way to finish his dinner. That kind of stuff. He's just a really sweet dog, and he, in many ways, saved Brendan's life at a tough time in his life. The dog was his root. And so, you know, you look at that. But I think we all have stories. I can certainly say that about Charlotte. And you can say it about your dog. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, I don't remember. Your father's had dogs, but I don't remember you ever having a dog. I don't remember.
I've never had a dog. I'm allergic.
I don't think you do. Oh, I didn't know that. What, did I know? Maybe if I did know.
When you and Daisy left, I paid for it because I was playing with her. I love dogs. I just.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I wouldn't have brought her in if I didn't know.
Oh, no, that's fine. I put up with it because I love dogs. I love animals. But that's why Lindy is such a great addition to our family because I can really play with her without feeling like
I'm. She doesn't shed. It's a poodle.
She's hypoallergenic. Yeah, she's a golden doodle. So.
Right. And that doesn't make you sneeze at all? That's amazing.
No.
No, those dogs don't.
The hypoallergenic dogs are fine because they're hair instead
poodles.
Of fur.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
The Megan's dog and Tony's dog, she always had poodles, and Megan has a poodle and took Tony's dog when Tony died, and he was around for just past last year, I think he put him to sleep. But Matthew is very allergic. Whenever he loves Daisy and plays with her, but he, same thing as you just explained, Jennifer, he gets really allergic, sneezes, hives.
It's really in my eyes that it really, like, it just.
So the poodle they have doesn't bother him at all.
Yeah.
So you got to just know the breed. Yep. All right. Meanwhile, back at the circumstantial circumstances here, I was looking at the results of polls after Iowa, and the numbers for Trump were quite, if I understand the numbers correctly, I don't know if stunning is the right word, but they certainly made
one. Well, he ran unopposed, right?
Right.
Well, no, he ran against Bill Weld, and Weld's still in it, and Mark Sanford and Joe Walsh were still on the ballot, too.
Right.
And they had some write-ins. The thing is that all the incumbents, what's notable here is that all the incumbents who have run in the past, like, I think Obama got 49,000 the last time around. I think George W.
was like
53,000. Trump showed up with 112,000. And so what the campaign is saying and what the news media overlooked because everybody was talking about the app not working for Democrats is that the enthusiasm for Trump is still there, if not surpassing anybody. He had the most votes in 40 years of people showing up to vote for an incumbent presidential candidate. So
there's a core group of people who are absolutely fanatical about him, and that will be good for him at the polls in November. And it also, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Again, it's too bad it doesn't.
I don't know if I like the fanatical word because I think.
What?
I don't know about being fanatical.
Oh, I think there are people that are.
You're not a fanatic, Jen, but there are fanatical Trump supporters.
There were fanatics for Obama. There were fanatics. I don't remember too many fanatics for George Bush. There were fanatics for Clinton, for sure, both of them. And so
I don't really think that Obama had so many fanatics because
he did. My mom was one.
Yeah, no, I think he did. I knew a lot of people that were absolutely
still got the sticker on the car the whole nine.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know any fanatics.
Maybe not in your story.
When you like the person, they don't seem fanatical. To me, the Trump people don't seem fanatical because I like them. And so if you liked Obama, then the people who are crazy about Obama don't seem out of sorts to you because you agree with them.
Yeah.
So
I was going to actually say the non-fanatical thing came from because Obama, during the re-election, a lot of the people who had all that enthusiasm for him the first time just assumed he was going to win re-election. So the voting turnout was a lot less. This is a very hotly contested contest here. So I think that's why the Trump base knows, okay, we have to go and vote because there's a big wave, whatever you want to call it, the burn, feeling the burn, or Bloomberg or whomever. But this is a much more contested race than what Obama faced.
And it's also angrier. I think there's a lot of people who are ticked about what he had to go through for 4 years. And so I think
a lot of them are
like, yeah. So a lot of people
are angry,
like,
on my side.
Yeah, I think for people who are typically maybe don't turn out as much for an incumbent president, they realize how crucial this is because of the boomerang of impeachment that you know, is not going to come back to reward Democrats as much as I think it might the president. So, but we'll see. All right, so do you want to know about a new poll in Nevada?
Yes.
Because that's this week's story. Nevada caucuses on Saturday. Prepare yourself. It could be another disaster because they were scheduled to use the same software that Iowa was going to use for their caucus, or that Iowa used for their caucus, but they scratched it. So now they're trying to figure out how they're going to tabulate votes in Nevada on Saturday. In the meantime, however, there is a debate tomorrow night. And for the very first time, Mayor Mike Bloomberg will actually qualify for that debate. And that's because of a very new last-minute poll from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist, which puts Mike Bloomberg in second place nationally. Now, Bernie Sanders has an incredible story to tell here. Bernie Sanders is at 31%. Support. That's up 9 points since December. That is huge movement.
I didn't ask you about your mother. Who's your mother?
Let me finish the story, and then I'll tell you about my mom.
Okay.
Next closest contender is 19%, Mayor Mike Bloomberg. That's a huge story for him, too. To be in second place is huge. Followed by Joe Biden, then Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, rounding things up. So this is really good news for Bernie and for Mike Bloomberg. What's going to be interesting is that this will be the first time that America really meets Mike Bloomberg. They've seen a lot of commercials. They've seen him spend a lot of money. And so this will be the first time that he's actually on a stage. And I think he's going to be the target of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, who hate billionaires. Yep. A lot of the others feel like he dropped in at the end and is buying the race. So he'll have to answer for that. And my mom likes Mayor Pete. My mom doesn't like Bloomberg.
Okay. All right. Well,
she's a Mayor Pete girl now. She was an Elizabeth Warren person.
Really? that didn't last for most everybody, including my kids were both, and although Megan's still trying to defend her, but hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. 21 half the hour here on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And change at the hour here on today's DJV program. Music in each hour takes us away from the rawness of the rest of the conversation. And so we spent 5 minutes at this portion of each hour. This is a position to talk about things like the Luck Reunion. They've announced their lineup for the 2020 edition of the Luck Reunion. Lucinda Williams, Orville Peck, Margot Price, and perennial Luck headliner Willie Nelson are going to perform at the day-long festival held on Nelson's Luck Ranch outside of Austin, which he lost for a while when he had his IRS problems. He got it back again after he recorded an album and gave all the proceeds to the IRS. Remember that? Anybody know that story beside me?
You know, I remember hearing that he had some tax issues, but I didn't know that.
He had some serious tax issues. And he owed him $23 million. So he recorded an album and gave all the proceeds to the IRS. And most of it was a protest album. It was pretty funny, interestingly enough. So this is going to be March 19th. I wouldn't mind going to this myself. The reunion is defined by frequent collaboration, sort of a sense of intimacy there, especially for the lucky few who go to the ranch. There's a stage there they call the Chapel Stage on Willie's Ranch. He'll close the event on the World Headquarters stage, which features a day-long lineup of Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real, Shooter Jennings, Particle Kid, Angel Olsen, Parquette Courts, and some others will be there, too. Williams, Orville Peck, Amanda Shires, Coulter Wall, The Black Lips, and Margot Price and Friends are scheduled to play. The other stages scattered across the farm. As in recent years, the Luck Reunion takes place during the South by Southwest Music Festival, which runs the 16th to the 22nd in Austin. Anybody ever been to that? It seemed to me, Jennifer, you went.
No. South by Southwest, no.
Yeah.
No, I would love to go. I've had friends who've gone. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Well, it's not just music. It's about
a lot of film festival. They've got panel speakers. It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. So that's the story of what's going on at Luck Reunion as part of the South by Southwest. I love all the way. It's SX by SW. South by Southwest. All right, 26 past now. Time for us to focus on Luke Bryan and not necessarily his position on American Idol,
He's going to release a new album.
Him.
What's that?
So like, generally, it's a focus on his tight pants.
I understand. Yeah, right. Exactly. A new album from Luke Bryan's called Born Here Alive. No, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Thank you, Doug. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here comes out April 24th. His seventh studio album features 10 tracks, including the singles Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight. But you're playing the title track here, Karen.
Yep.
We like this? What do we think of this?
Sounds like classic Luke Bryan.
Yep. Over the weekend, Luke released the title track, which we're listening to. Mild tempo ballad described as a song that finds Luke reminiscing about his upbringing and loyalty to his hometown. Glad to say, let's listen to it for a second.
Born here, live here, die here. From the roots to the boots to the
lake. That's what people say about me and Birmingham. You get used to a place and you kind of like it. You have roots there. You get things done. Ride the same roads, work the same dirt, go to the same church, drink the same beer. Part of the lyric line, drawing a line back to his father and his grandfather. Luke is launching his Proud to Be Right Here tour, which takes its name from a line in this song, in Cincinnati, that's where he starts, May 28th. Those of you keeping track of that. Morgan Wallen, Runaway June, and Kaylee Hammock are on board in support of his performances of his live shows. So that's the latest from Luke Bryan on the DJV program. Watch American Idol if you want to see what's going on in that scope. 28 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King Michael Milken was also pardoned, along with a few others. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence in my opinion.
President talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
So I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
At the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara's at the controls. A lot of things are going well. This is always the story. The food news today with a focus on TGI Fridays. Looks like they're having a tough time, Victoria.
Yeah, they are. And so they are blaming consumer taste changing and the rapid rise of food delivery services, which is true. Casual restaurants across the country are actually closing, and TGI Fridays is the latest victim. They have had a major profit loss in 2019. They closed 34 restaurants last year. Overall, they said sales were down 11%, 9% decrease in traffic. And so over the last 4 years, Applebee's has suffered this fate. IHOP and Pizza Hut have all closed their dine-in locations, but Pizza Hut has beefed up their delivery and takeout locations. Applebee's also does delivery and takeout. IHOP actually, I think, is kind of rebounding a little bit.
Yes.
IHOP
is coming back around. They all belong to the same company. Oh, no, I think the three of them. IHOP does not belong to the same company, but the others are all part of the same company. And it's like all of these other circumstances locally in the New England region, a company called Papagino's been around for a long time, and D'Angelo's, both independently started by families and then bought out by banks and hedge funds, and Friendly's the same thing. All of these iconic brands have been ruined by these damn bean counters. I mean, you'd think that they'd put somebody in charge. For example, if TGI Friday or any of them, if you find through good research that the public isn't reacting anymore to what you're doing, then you change it. You want to survive? You go find out what the public wants, and you provide them with
that. That's true. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, TGI Fridays was like the big thing. There's one right by the mall.
Houlihan's. They're all the same.
Plus,
all
I was to hang out there when you were 21. That was like the bar scene to go to was Fridays.
Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden. They all belong to the same company. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same food for the most part.
Well, I guess people are either sick of the food or they've just gone to other restaurants.
Well, it's food. They're greasy, a lot of fried stuff, and that's not what the public wants anymore.
But you know what, though? Buffalo Wild Wings, there's one that's near me here. Yeah, it's terrible food, but it's packed, and there's a line out the door. So I don't think people are really just choosing or not choosing.
Is it the beer? Is it the bar? Is it the TVs? I don't want to. I will not any longer go into a restaurant that has television playing. I don't want to go
good
watch.
Luck. I don't even know if you can find one.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo
good,
Wild
good restaurants.
Wings is keto friendly. And so a lot of people will go there and eat wings and wings and wings and wings and wings because they can do it on their diets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So anyways, if you're a TGI fan, I think the stockholders of these companies or the hedge funds that are operating these things would take note and do something about it. I think their stockholders would be pretty upset about it. But you're right about IHOP. I've seen, at least in New England.
I think IHOP has bounced back for sure.
Yeah. And around here too, Jennifer, I think we see a lot more IHOPs, either surviving or new ones here and there. I tend to see more of them around, or maybe I'm just thinking about them because they built one right in Framingham Center 3 or 4 years ago, and it's right by the State College, and they do fabulously well.
Well, the one thing is, it's always a smart business to do breakfast because, and that's why every fast food place now does breakfast, whether it's breakfast all day or special breakfast items, because no matter what the trendy diet is, everyone always eats breakfast and you'll always eat eggs or if you want pancakes or whatever. And so I think IHOP is in the sweet spot of they're always going to have something that people will eat.
Yeah. The folks at Blue Apron switching up the contents of their boxes to make weekdays a bit easier for patrons. It's a food delivery service. If you didn't know, Blue Apron is a food delivery service. And they have new offerings, but they have said along with the offering, they have one main goal, to help you prepare, cook, and store 8 individual servings of different meals in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Already available to people in select states around the country, mostly where you are, and where I am, Mid-Atlantic, up the East Coast, with Dow carriers, too. It's an East Coast sort of thing at the moment, but they're going to expand, apparently, the rest of the country later on this year.
Well, Blue Apron is everywhere, but this particular box of the way that they're doing it.
Well, explain how it works. Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. I've had every meal delivery service. I've tried them all. Blue Apron, we stopped using because they just didn't have enough variety for what I eat.
See, I think that's the problem. Well, I've looked at them too, and they just have
some of the others are okay. Thanks. Sunbasket was really good. I just ended a trial with Green Chef, and it's okay, but the portions were really small, so we ended up having to add to it, which defeats the purpose. But Blue Apron, the one thing that I complained about, and the reason I got rid of it, is because the meal prep took forever. And even though you have all the ingredients in your fridge, at the end of the night, who wants to prep 45 minutes and then cook dinner? It's just, it was way too much. So I think they're smart to mix this up. And if you can devote 2 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday and have all of your stuff prepped for the week, I think it's going to make a really big difference for people who like their menus.
Yeah. All right. So there's the latest from Blue Apron. Gerber has launched its search for the next spokesbaby. How many know who the first Gerber baby was? Raise your hands, please.
I used to, but it slipped out. It was someone we know, right?
Yeah, somebody, a very famous actor, as it turns out. Anybody want to?
I was going to say Jodie Foster, but she was the little bum, right?
Yes, she is.
She was on the suntan lotion.
Yes. All right, I'll give you a hint. Lauren Bacall.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to do more than
crickets.
That.
I don't know. Was it Lauren Bacall?
No.
The big reveal. He said it was a boy.
It was. It was Lauren Bacall's husband.
Who I don't
know who she
was
the most famous
to.
Actor of the 40s, 50s, or 60s, Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart's baby picture was the baby face on Gerber's when it first came out. Back in
was he a cute baby? Because he was not a cute adult.
No, he was a cute baby. Well, smoking and drinking ruined what he looked like as an adult and killed him when he was 56. He was dead.
Wow.
But when he was a baby...
Yeah, because he was actually pretty handsome early on, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Humphrey
Bogart, yep.
Yeah.
So now, Gerber is continuing its annual photo search. They've been doing this the past 10 years or so for a new Gerber baby. So if you're a parent or maybe a grandparent, you have until the 21st of this month, which is, what, a week or so, to submit photographs and video of your small child. Can't be more than 4 years old. If your child wins, they'll serve as the Gerber ambassador, plus get $25,000. That's their fee for being, I think that's probably cheap. If I was trying to do it, I'd negotiate it up a little, but that's probably all they want to pay, so that's it. You'll find plenty of people that'll take the happily.
Yeah, I sent that to one of my friends from high school. She had a baby last
July. How about your sister?
Doesn't yeah, I was going to say, wait, don't, your, well, don't yeah, two I of sent, your sisters have little ones?
Yes, I sent it to them as well, but I have my fingers crossed because...
Do you think that one baby's cuter than the others? Kara, come on.
No, I'm not talking about my sister. So my friend from high school had a baby in July, and she wasn't due in October until October, so it was a super preemie baby, and she was super tiny. They were in the hospital for months, and now she is the chubbiest, cutest, most expressive little baby, and they have the kind of the perfect story. They are the cutest family, and obviously
that's true. The story does matter.
Yeah, so obviously, like, I love my sisters and I love their babies, and they have cute stories as well.
But
I just don't know that they would be as into it. The parents both sing together. I don't know. It's just they have a very sweet story, and the baby is adorable. And I followed the entire thing because nobody knew what was going to happen. They had so many pictures in the hospital, and I was like, they deserve it. So
yeah,
I have my
all right.
Crossed,
so the Gerber people say that they're striving to make each year of the photo search bigger and better, encouraging families all over the country to put in the pictures for a chance to be a part of this special year. Your baby will be judged on the following criteria. A, visual appearance. Duh. B, expressiveness. And C, consistency with Gerber's heritage, anything for baby. That's their mission, anything for baby. So...
It's kind of funny to just hear someone say, your baby will be judged.
Yeah, right.
Like might as well get him used to it. It's only going to get worse.
Right.
Yeah. Reminds me of who was the girl that got killed by her family or nobody ever figured it out? It was 25, 30 years ago.
JonBenet, right?
Yes, JonBenet Ramsey. Thank you.
What does that have to do?
Well, because that girl was always
baby,
in all
will
of
be
these
judged,
contests.
You will be
She was a young baby and then
beauty
a young
queen.
Child
yep.
beauty queen. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what history teaches us. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. In a moment, the fate of Pier 1 seems to be hanging in the balance. That's after these words here on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt. or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pregnancy is a great time to talk about heart health.
Women should know that they are at risk for heart disease, and that pregnancy is a time of increased risk. New diabetes or high blood pressure can occur during a pregnancy, and that needs to be monitored or treated. It may have an impact on the baby, and it definitely has an impact on a woman's future health. Maybe my blood pressure is a little bit high. Maybe I'm on blood pressure medication already. Should I stop it, switch to a different one? But have that conversation.
Dr. Sharon Hayes says by talking about it, women can learn the best ways to stay heart healthy.
Making sure that the things that you're doing for your heart, like exercise and not smoking, and making sure the medications that you're taking and the diet that you're eating are good for baby and for the heart.
Pregnancy puts a strain on the heart that most healthy hearts can handle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV program, those of you who are familiar, this is really kind of an iconic, you know, a modern icon, if you will, of retailing is Pier 1. It used to be called Pier 1 Imports. They announced before Christmas they were going to go into Chapter 11, and now they say they're going to close about 450 stores, stores not only here in our country but in Canada. They're headquartered down in Texas. They are reducing their footprint because they think they can do better online, and that's their plan, I guess, going through bankruptcy. I was reading something on the plane coming back the other day about the number of store closings and what really is going on in the retail business and how this particular person analyzed a New York Times article in the Sunday business section, analyzed the problems that some retailers are having versus what the people who are very successful. And it's almost simple, but yet it really isn't because there's a formula. But Walmart and Target were both the focus of this as far as success is concerned, getting people to buy online. And not as many people are buying online as you think in comparison to the amount of money being spent in retail. But it's what they do with people in the store and how they promote what's in the store. That apparently, there are some of these retailers that have, you know, Macy's probably a good example. It's the old style, it's the old version, it's the old way of doing things. And we were talking about JCPenney off the air. Same thing with them. I was in a Penny store here the other day. It was a mess. It was really terrible. There was no help. I mean, it's like they were looking for a way to pull the plug. But anyway, it's too bad because Pier 1 has had a lot of people felt very strongly about the quality of stuff at Pier 1. 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's good for you and what's bad for you? Always the focus in some way, shape, or form. We have our doctors on the air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on your cholesterol in a matter of moments here, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who have asked you to be responsible with your weight, because there are lots of overweight people, and a lot of people are frustrated because they try this, the keto diet, they try the... How many different diets are there, Jack? Can you name a half a dozen of them or more?
189.6.
There you go. Okay, so they're, they're all around, and Calitrin is the way to promote weight loss. I'll tell you a little bit more about the deal that they have for DJV listeners after we get into the situation with cholesterol. You've always said to me that your cholesterol number is meaningless.
Yes.
So let's dig into that a little bit, because there are people who are concerned about whether their bad cholesterol is too high, good cholesterol is too low. That's me, basically. I have always had low good cholesterol and high, but I still don't have over 200, no matter what the combo. But anyway, there are a lot of people who, like you, who challenge those numbers and challenge the whole idea of good and bad cholesterol. So what's this new study?
Well, simply because the research that continues to come forward for the last two decades are saying it's just a bunch of hubbub over nothing. Yeah. You need cholesterol. Every cell in your body needs cholesterol. All of the little membranes inside of every cell in your body is made out of cholesterol. So this new study out of Penn State is saying that lower LDL, that the medications that are used to lower LDL cholesterol, which they consider to be the bad, because LDL is what carries cholesterol out of the liver into the body. The HDL that they consider to be good is what's bringing cholesterol from the body back to the liver. It's like saying that the ambulance that goes out to take care of somebody in a car accident is the bad ambulance, and the ambulance that brings the person to the hospital is the good ambulance, which is really, really silly. More and more research continues to show up showing how vital cholesterol is to the human body. The question is about sugar.
People understanding good and bad, what the difference is. What does the L stand for? L lipid?
Low.
Something around?
Low density. Yeah, low density lipoprotein. Okay. And then the high density is the HDL.
Yeah.
And it's just the fat that is converted inside the system. Fat is constantly in the bloodstream. It has to be there. Your body uses cholesterol for a lot of different reasons. But whenever the blood vessels, especially the arteries, are irritated, inflamed, whatever, for whatever reason, the body will send cholesterol out as a Band-Aid. Now, the problem is when it gets out of control, and the body will use calcium, it'll use cholesterol, it'll use some other compounds to try to heal blood vessel linings that are currently inflamed or chronically inflamed. So the problem is to find out why blood vessels are being inflamed, rather than trying to stop the band-aiding system the body uses to repair the blood vessel.
There's always the question about numbers. You know, you know what my numbers are. I'm about 150 on the bad cholesterol, and I should be supposedly, according to some, about 110 or 120, and I ought to be 50 to 60 with the good stuff, and I'm only 35 to 45, and so that may put me at a disadvantage, so say some. What I don't understand is the lower levels push one's risk of having a stroke.
Yes.
Well, that's what came
out of the Penn State University, is because your body uses the cholesterol to heal damaged blood vessels. Huh. And if you're pushing the LDL lower and lower and lower, they found out that if you get it too low, it increases your risk of a hemorrhaging stroke by 65%.
So when people get a physical and they have blood work, when they look at the, what do you tell them? What, somebody comes to your clinic in Salt Lake City and they say, "Oh, look at my blood, look at my cholesterol levels." What do you say? You know, what do you tell them?
Well, we look at several other things. That's just one thing. You know, if you're fielding a team of nine men in a baseball team, and one of them is a little weak and the other eight of them are doing really well, you try to explain how these things are going to balance out and what we want to do to take care of that weakness. They may have several other things in their blood report that are just wonderful and shows everything's fine. They feel great. They've got plenty of rest. They have plenty of energy. They have no professed symptoms of any kind. But because they didn't fall into a particular pattern of number balances with their fats, they get all panicky because someone's trying to push drugs on them.
So that means Jack's saying don't get all panicky. That's basically the bottom line.
It's just one piece of the picture. I'm sorry.
The way to lose, well, sometimes if you've got too much weight on, it'll affect your numbers to the negative. That's for sure. Calitrin has a great website, calitrin.com. Go to the homepage and look at all of the success stories. 86% success rate. Take Calitrin, very simple process. Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com or calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Get $20 off every bottle. That's the President's Day special. $20 off at Calitrin.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.